Okay, we're in the middle of Siman, Tuf, Reish, Ayin, Aleph. So, we did yesterday Sif, Gimel, Dalet, and I thought we did Hey, but we actually didn't finish Hey. So let's finish Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Hey, talking about the Shamash. Okay, the Gemaras are all in the beginning of the second paragraph of the Shabbos. So we are going to spend time learning about the fact that you're not allowed to benefit from the Neros Chanukah. And along the roads, you're not allowed to use the Neros Chanukah. So therefore, you need to have another candle there, what we call the Shamish, in order that you could use it. If you need light, you're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles, you use the light of the Shamish. However, v'im yesh medura, but if there's like a torch in the room, then I don't need a shamish because I'm going to use the torch. However, v'im hu adam chashuv she'ein dak l'shtamish or hamedura tzarech ner acher. But an adam chashuv would not use a torch. A torch was for the lower classmen. An adam chashuv would not use the light of a torch, and therefore he would use the light of a candle. The candles in the room are Neros Chanukah. You're not allowed to use them. And therefore, even if you have a Madura, you need a Shamish for the Adam Chashuv to use the light of the candle. Now, the Bir Halacha over here, Dibar Maskel V'Tzorach Ner Acher L'Shtamish L'Ora, he brings down from Rashi a different reason to have a Shamish. And he says that the Shamish makes it recognizable that these are Neros Chanukah. Now, it's very hard for us to relate because we have something called electricity. Yes. But in the olden days, you know, imagine when you have a blackout. We had a blackout here a couple, not long ago. So you light anything you get your hands on, you light. So the candles on the table, how do I know if those are that's my official chandelier? Is those the candles I'm using to eat by, or those are the candles on my mitzvah? It's not clear. So I don't know how the shamish exactly helps, but I guess if you situate the shamish in a way that shows that it's a certain formation, the shamish is higher up, it's whatever, in a way that normally you don't light candles like that. So that makes it recognizable that these are, in fact, Neros Chanukah. So nowadays that we have electricity, and even Adam Chashuv uses electricity, so the Ikar Adin, Ranozal writes in his Mishnah Berurah that you don't need a shamish at all. Okay, you know, the minhag is to have a shamish, most people have a shamish, but, you know, is it necessary nowadays? It's not really necessary, because A, our candles are recognizable that they're Hanukkah candles, no one's going to confuse them with anything else, and B, we generally have electricity, and that's what that's what we're using to see. We're not using the light of the candle. Where I've come up with an issue is I light, like I said yesterday, outside my front door. So if the electricity is off in the building, right, the light's usually off in the building, you push a button, it makes the light go on for a few seconds, and then the light goes off. So it is, in fact, the light of the candles that is what's lighting up the hallway and the stairwell in our building. So now you walk in, you press the button, and maybe it's the light of the candles that allows you to press the button. Maybe it doesn't matter. So there's more of a reason to actually have a shamish, because electricity is usually off, and that you need to turn it on. But in the house, where that's not relevant, so then that would be okay. Now again, it depends on where you're lighting, but okay. The point is, it should be recognizable that these are Neros Chanukah, and that you should have a way of seeing without using the light of the Chanukah candles. Okay, that is the end of Sif Hey. Sif Vav. Manicho lamala mishlosh tfachim, umitza manicho lamata me'asara tfachim. So the Gemara in the second paragraph of Shabbos talks about how just like the sukkah, she gavah lamala me'esrim amah, if it's more than 20 amah, it's like psula, dilo shalto, ba'ena, although That's not necessarily the real reason that we pass in that way. Three opinions in Daf Beis and Sukkah, which we're not going to go back to, which we just not learned. But if it's more than 20 amos high, it's too high. So it's the same thing with the Neros Hanukkah. They can't be more than 20 amos high. Normally, it's not shaykh to have candles that are more than 20 amos high. It's like 30 feet high. It's like three stories high. Unless you live in an apartment building. So that's a whole discussion. If you live in an apartment building which is more than 20 amos above the ground, that's very, very common. So it could be even common here in Beitar, possibly. So there are some poskim who say, I think Ramosha himself did it, and Rishinberg himself maybe did it, that if there are apartments that are facing you, so then you don't have to worry about the fact that you're more than 20 amos off the street. First of all, in the apartment itself, the people see it, you're not 20 amos high. And even if you want for the people outside, the apartments that are facing your building can see it. Others say, no, it's supposed to face Rishus HaRabin. Those buildings don't have the status of Rishus HaRabin. But there are big people, I believe including Moshe, who themselves were make up to light when it's not obviously 20 amos above the ground in which you are situated. And there are people outside that can see, even if they can't see from the floor, from the ground, but they can see from the other buildings.
I used to live on the 14th floor.
Oh, 14th floor. There you have it. Okay, so now, these halachos are to make it recognizable that you're lighting Chanukah candles. So, manichol l'malim yishol shetfachem. Less than shol shetfachem is lavud. It's as if you put it on the ground. It's as if you put it on the ground. It's not recognizable that the Malabayas put it there. So b'di'evet, if you put it within three tefachim, it's going to be okay. Now there's also a discussion, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the cantaloupe? Just joking. Are we talking about the menorah, / chanukiah, that holds the candles? Or are we going by the flame of the actual candles themselves? So many posts can say we're talking about the Shahabin. We're talking about the flame, not talking about the Chanukiah. So what if you have a big Chanukiah? What do you say?
The menorah and the Smidish was on the ground.
And the Smidish, yeah. Okay. Right. But here, we don't do that.
It's tough, but it was on the ground.
Okay, so these are like sort of lichah v'chila, dike inyanim, but like other areas of there are more compelling requirements for, I forgot the good English word, but there are other calculations to decide where to light the candles. Let's say, generally, people sitting in chutz la'aretz are lighting in a windowsill. So let's say the windowsill is not between 3 and 10 tefachim, it's more than 10 tefachim high. But that's how people are able to see it outside. So that calculation, that she was going to tell us, is more important than the calculation of between 3 and 10. So here we just said it should be above 3. But the evidence, if it's below 3, it's okay. Now, if you put it actually on the floor, but the flame is above 3, that would seem to be okay, but some say you should put something underneath. But it doesn't say that it has to be 3 tefachim of a key underneath.
In your apartment, do you lie on a stand?
I put my shtender flat and the lowest it goes, and I put a box outside so that the wind doesn't blow it out. You know, it's in the building, but someone opens the door and there goes the candle in a box on a shtender. The problem is the shtender broke. I had a shtender for the last 22 years and it broke. So now I have to figure out who's this. I have a couple of these. Okay. So I have to be more than 3 tefachim off the ground, but the evidence if it's on the ground, it's okay. But you shouldn't do that. More than 3, less than 10. The ika pirsum hanes tveik shulamata. Lower is better. Why is lower better? Lower than 10 tefachim. The dabra hazri the or in derech anicha kolkach lamata. Because in the olden days, if I want a lot of light, I put the light higher up. The higher up the light, the more light it gives to everybody. Right? That's what lights are generally on the ceiling. The higher up the light, the more light it gives to the room. So the higher I put my Hanukkah candles, the more likely I get confused and think it's not Hanukkah candles, it's candles that are there for light. So therefore, to show that these are Hanukkah candles and they're not there for light, I should do it down to less than 10 tefachim, because normally you wouldn't put candles less than 10 tefachim. Stop. Okay, then if you go down, halfway down, Mishabu Sa Pilchav Zayim, Yudar Baliyah, if he's in the attic, Manicha B'chalon, you put it in the window, Shulat Tzadu Shus HaRabim. Afil B'chalon Gavol Yotzim Asar Tfachah, Mikarik Yit Aliyah. Even if it's more than 10 Tfachamah, you put it in the window. Ufa Menorah, Beis HaKinesis, which we'll talk about hopefully in a minute, Aminik Shah Menorah B'makum Gavol. But it's sure they dafka put the menorah on a makum gavoa high up so that everybody can see. And there they're not going to get confused that it's there just for light. Okay. And if you put it more than 20 amas high, it's no good. You won't be able to see. And again, it seems like we are going by the flame, not by the chanukiah / menorah. Okay. If you put it more than 10 tzvachim high, you're yotza. Aval minichal mal mesim ama lo yotza. Okay, but there we saw the Mishabura that if you're putting it in the window, it's better if people can see it. It's more important to put it higher than that. The sharat tzion ois lamed brings down. He says you should put it more than 10 tefachim off the ground in the window. Why? He explains in the fourth line of the Shara Tziyot, the Inyan Shetach Hekeh, the Neir Shetarabim, Yesh Makar Gadol B'Gemara. The Amru Ad Dekai Rigla the Tarmudai. The whole point is Pesach Menisa, that people should see it. So it's more important to put it more than 10 tefachim above the ground so that people will see in the window. So it's not so posh that this is halacha at all. Mechaber pasuk like this. But there are other considerations that are more important. And the other consideration more important is that people should see it. And therefore, this is a consideration, but it is not the consideration. To put it above 3 and below 10. I got says Rama, but if you look at kach daluk v'nichal amatim esrim lo yata, the lock of osa mitzvah. The rule is the machlokes discussion. Gemara hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanacha osa mitzvah. We passing that it goes by the hadlaka. So if you light it in a puzzle place and then you move it to a kosher place, it's no good, no credit. If it's not much a puzzle place, there's not so many puzzle places. But if you put it in a puzzle place and you realize you made a mistake, you blow it out. And then you move it, and then you relight it. Now, if you want to make another bracha, that's already, only if it's mamish, really, you live in a place where you're mamish, not yotzei, and even then, each scenario has a discussion amongst the poskim. But the ikur is where you light it. So you have to make sure that you're lighting it. We first make sure it's in the right place, and then we light it, because that's the mitzvah, hadlaka, osem, mitzvah. Okay, Siv Zayin. Continuation of the Gemara discussed over there. Where do you put the menorah? Mitzvah lanicha b'tefach hasamach l'pesach. Within one tefach, which is 3 to 4 inches, that is close to the doorway. Mismo, on the left side. Why on the left side? Kadei shtein mezuzah miyamin, v'ner chanaka mismo. So I walk in the door, I'm surrounded by mitzvahs. On the right side is the mezuzah. On the left side is the menorah. Chanukiah. Neros chanaka. Now, if you put it more than a tefach away from the Pesach, Meshubah says the Fekhat Lamed Al, Shimiach Yikena Lahalav Min HaPesach, Keiner Nigash Baal HaBayis, he needs Hoshem. It's not recognizable that the Baal HaBayis actually put it there, that it's Shayach to this house. Why do we want it on the opposite side of the Mezuzah? Meshubah says the Fekhat Lamed Gimel, V'yeh Mesubah B'mitzvot. You should be surrounded by mitzvot. So b'di'evet, if you put it on the other side, you're going to be yotzeh. But the chatchila, we want you to be surrounded by mitzvahs. If you don't have a mezuzah there for whatever reason, so then manicha b'yamin. So then, in general, in halacha, the right takes priority. The right always takes priority. People naturally turn right, and therefore it's more presuming Nisa to have it on the right and not have it on the left. If you're putting it on the door itself, so put it on the half of the door that's on the left half of the door. Okay, that's not relevant for us nowadays. Okay, Haggah. Miu. Miu. Bizman has a shekulam adikim bifni. What?
On the door in the doorway.
I'm sure it was on the door.
On the door again.
But Dalit Atzma. Umiu. Bizman has actually kulam adikim bifni. Nowadays, and everybody lights inside. Again, we went through a different Jewish history is taking us to different places. So, the mitzvah used to be dafka to light outdoors. And then, Chayisal went into Galus, and the Goyim have not always been so friendly to the Jews, and therefore, Jews stopped lighting outside, they started lighting inside. Depending on how unfriendly the Goyim are, either they would light inside, but by the window, the outside mamish just shove it in their face, and that's, you don't want to do that. Put it in, if they're, friendly, put it in the window. If it's mamish not friendly, you're going to get a rock through your window, so then you don't put it in the window either. But Klal Yisrael moved into indoor mode, and that's what the Rambam is telling us. Nowadays, 500 years ago, back up, Kulanu Madliki Bifnim, everyone lights inside, the Ein Heker of Nei Rishus Rabim Klal. So it sounds like mamish inside, and it was not recognizable at all outside, that there were Hanukkah candles there. So that's the case. So then you don't have to worry about the Tefach HaSamach LePesach. The original Tefach HaSamach LePesach, light within the Tefach of the doorway, is outside. Now that we light indoors, so there is still an inyan of lighting near the doorpost, by the Tefach. Not so common that people do that, but there is an inyan. So that's what he says. He recommends still lighting by the Tefach HaSamach LePesach, but because you can't light outside, you're lighting inside, but by the same Tefach HaSamach LePesach. Elim came Rabbi Ben Abayis, unless you have a lot of people in the house. Like we said, Tosus is Taina of Mahajim and Mahajim. He wants to say that only one per household, because if you have more than that, it's not clear what you're doing. And to that we answered that kasha, and we said, okay, we're going to do Mahajim and Mahajim like the Rambam. But, or my Rabbi Prad, and what we're going to do is we're going to put each set of neros in a different place, and then we're not going to be confused. We know exactly how many nights it is because each one's going to be independent. Now, it doesn't mean within one box you can't put two, one higher than the other. Nowadays, because you have the kli, they didn't always have a special kli. That's why our kli, trying to find the proper name for the kli that holds the Hanukkah candles, we came up with candle up. But they don't always have necessarily a menorah or a chanukiah holding the candles. So it's just like candle plop somewhere. So it's not clear how many. Nowadays that it's very distinct, so even if one's next to the other, it's still distinct. You can see this is one, this belongs to Reuben, this belongs to Shimon, this belongs to Levi. But the Ramah here still seems to be recommending, once you're lighting indoors, put it in different places. But the Ramah didn't have electricity, so make sure you're not lighting the candles in a place where you light all year round, because then it's not recognizable that it's Hanukkah candle, it just looks like those are the candles that you're using to be able to see. And we actually had this issue once, because I spread everybody out, especially Shabbos Hanukkah, usually Bli Ein Hara is a big crowd, and the boys come home from Yeshiva, so, and it has to be the most important, it has to be safe. You can't put somewhere where it's not safe. So I was putting people to light near my wife's Shabbos candles. Now, it's still very clear that these are Hanukkah candles and these are Shabbos candles, but that's exactly what the Rambam is saying not to do. But again, nowadays it's recognizable, so maybe the Rambam wouldn't mind that you put it near the Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles are not exactly the candles that we use to see, but that, in theory, one could be confused between the Shabbos candles and the Hanukkah candles. Shabbos candles are not allowed to use. It's a different mix than the Hanukkah candles, which you're not allowed to use. So he said, "Oh, well, yeah, heker klal. The Afghan heker rak the bnei abayis." Now, even though the heker, when you light indoors, is only for the people in the house, we come makom. So I know what I lit. I know I lit this for Shabbos, for Hanukkah, and this is stam to see. Heker psas nia boy. Still need some way of recognizing what you did. So here the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Alam Mechatz points out, just like we had, do it between 3 and 10, but that's not the most important consideration. The Tefach HaSamach LePesach is also not the most important consideration. It is a consideration. But to put it in a window, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Alam Mechatz, in Yesho Chalon HaSamach LeShusurav, in Nachon Yotir, Shein Yanechen Rosham. If you're afraid to put it in the window because you're going to get a brick through your window, then don't put it in the window. But if you're not going to get a brick through the window and you're comfortable putting it in the window, but it's not a Tefach HaSamach LePesach, so then it's a more important consideration to put it in a place where there's Pesumei Nisa, people can see it outside, than to put it by the Tefach HaSamach LePesach. Now, why is one consideration more important than the other? I think it's pretty cautious, but the issue of footnote 69 brings down from Ramosha, because Moshe, Kevin Shapirsumanesu, Iker Tamatakana Shadokas Neros Chanaka. So, therefore, that's more important than the consideration of putting it by the Tefach HaSamach LePesach. And so that was always the minig for many, many generations, put it in the window. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch introduces a new halacha. And that is, there's a minhag to light candles in shul. Why is there a minhag to the base? He also brings down the rivash. Where did the minhag come from? Light candles in shul is amazing. Because candles are supposed to be lit outdoors. For generations, the Jews were in Golos. They couldn't light outdoors. So there was a chisaron in the Pirsumei Nisa of the candles. Everyone's lighting candles indoors. A lot of times they couldn't even put it in the window. There was something very much lacking in the fact that it's supposed to be Pirsumei Nisa. There's no Pirsumei Nisa. So then evolved a minute, I guess. I don't know how the minute is not going to come about, but evolved a minute to light and shul. And that way we'll make up for the fact that we can't light outside. Now, Pirsumei Nisa, I don't fully understand this, but Pirsumei Nisa, Nevi'im writes, is only for Jews, not for Goyim. I would say, what do you mean? The Jews all know about the miracle. That's new Pirsumei Nisa for the Goyim. No, he said Pirsumei Nisa is not for Goyim. Pirsumei Nisa for the Jews. We're lighting indoors. We can't light outdoors. Okay, so we partially solved the problem. We're going to light in shul. The minute you give up the light in shul, and that's going to be Pirsumei Nisa for the whole community when they come to shul. You're not messing with the Goyim. And you're lighting candles in shul, you're going to get the Pirsumei Nisa that you missed out by lighting indoors. This is what the Rivash writes. Already, Rivash is one of the Rishon. So one reason for lighting in shul is the Pirsumei Nisa. The other is similar to Kiddush in shul Friday night, which in essence is all yotzeh. That's because they used to have guests living in the shul. So if they're guests living in the shul, so they would be yotzeh with the candle lighting in the shul. A possible nafkamina discussed in Dirshu footnote 76 is going to katan light the candles in shul. If it's to be motzi people, so you can't. He's only a katan. And if it's to give the price of the day, then maybe it's okay. Even that maybe is not okay, but there are those that want to say that would be a possible nafkamina. So now the Shulchan Aruch gives a very controversial psalm. He tells me, "Kenes manicha b'kosel darom." That's not controversial. Put it on the south side. Now there's a typo, Mishnah Berurah tells us. Kineros ha-menorah, u-masajet mi-mizrach l'mayrim. In the Heichal, the menorah was on the southern side, so you put the candles on the southern side of the shul. U-madlikin u-mavarchim v'sakneslam mishum pirsumei nisa. We light the candles, and we make a bracha mishum pirsumei nisa. Mishum v'sivkot ha-mem dalat. Av v'sakneslam rak min haga. Even though it's only a min haga, become okam u-mavarchim alav k'ma shivarchim ha-mad rosh chodesh. Oh, tonight's rosh chodesh, you don't need to be aima. Tomorrow we show, we're going to say halal. Chatzi halal, we're going to make a bracha. Chatzi halal on rosh chodesh is only a min haga. So just like we make a bracha over there, make a bracha over here. Shein al min haga. That's great, but it doesn't work because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't say a bracha on chatzi halal in general. Chatzi halal is only a minig, and you do not make a bracha on a minig. That's the big kasha that they ask against the Shulchan Aruch. He seems to contradict himself from Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. He says it's a minig, but here he says to make a bracha on the minig, and over there he says not to make a bracha on the minig. Because the issue addresses this in footnote 73 from Shabbat Zalman and others. I want to say like the minig of saying Halal Rosh Chodesh is a like a Yesh Me'ayim minig. It's a minig that came from nothing. And there, the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't make a bracha. But the minig of lighting candles in shul, it's an extension of an already existing din derabanan that applies everywhere. So when it's an extension of an already existing halacha, that kind of minig, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you can make a bracha on. So since we have a mitzvah called lighting here, and everyone makes a bracha on light as Hanukkah, so the minig, which extended into the shul, can also have a bracha, Masha Inkein, Halal, and Rosh Chodesh, which was an independent creation of minhag. There's not going to be a bracha. I go till they start dying. The Ein Adam Yotze Ben Eros Beis HaKnesses. Now, no one is Yotze with the Neros of the Beis HaKnesses. It's Ner Yishu Beiso. It's a din in the bayit. Unless they're guests living in the shul, so they'll be Yotze. But no one's Yotze. It's just this extra presuming Nisa, and everyone has to go home alive. The Tzarek Lachz L'Hadik B'Beiso. And even if you were the designated Gabbai to light the candles, you still have to go home and light your candles at home. You're not Yotze with the candles. You did the shul. And you have to go home and make a bracha, you're not yotze here. What about the Shechianu? So that's the deal and the discussion if you should go home and make the Shechianu at home. And the Maaseh, since you have family members at home, says you should make the Shechianu at home as well. So he has to light again. But no, again, the Hadlik is a Knesset, but Minchal Meir, the Minchal is the light between Minchal Meir. Okay, I think we should stop here. So that's the tough range. I am out at the end of Hey, Love, and part of Zion, which we'll pick up next week.